This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State Attorney General Phil Weiser filed suit against a Mesa County Sheriff's deputy who stopped a Utah woman for a traffic violation and then shared her personal information with immigration authorities. A state law bars law enforcement from sharing people's personal information to federal authorities for immigration enforcement. Here is the Attorney General.
The laws that we're talking about here are legal requirements that limit Colorado public officials' conduct. They're not suggestions.
The Mesa County deputy is on leave during an internal affairs investigation. The woman he pulled over was detained by ICE and later released on bond. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains says Medicaid patients still cannot get care at its clinics despite a partial victory in federal court Monday. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
On Monday, a federal judge in Boston blocked the government from cutting Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood affiliates that either don't provide abortion care or didn't meet a threshold of at least $800,000 in Medicaid reimbursements a year. The CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, Adrian Manzanares, says it's
devastating for our patients who use Medicaid for their health insurance. They will not be allowed to choose to come to Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains.
She says the change will affect more than 10,000 Colorado patients. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state has confirmed the season's first human cases of West Nile virus. Those are in two residents from Adams County. Mosquitoes carrying the virus have also been identified in Boulder, Denver, Larimer, and Weld counties. Now through September is the time of highest risk for West Nile. Most people who are infected don't develop symptoms, but the virus can cause serious illness. Around Denver and in Colorado Springs, it's highs today in the 80s with a chance for rain and temperatures getting warmer and back into the 90s for the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.